can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on? It's your big homie Kodak and another episode of the Big Homie South. We got a homie in the building, Big Homie Antonio Reed. Got some musical icon royalty in the building for sure.
Man, I'm just Antonio.
Talk to the mic.
I'm just Antonio, bro.
Antonio. Of course, you got the lovely JoJo Alonzo.
Hello, guys.
How you feeling?
Are y'all comfortable? Y'all look a little close.
No, the chair is just wide.
We just fat.
Yeah. Y'all look snugged up. Okay, if y'all cool, I'm cool.
Wow, that's crazy.
Just asking.
Anyway. Damn, JoJo Alonzo.
What?
Anti-bullying. How about that? Anyway, it's another episode of the Big Homie South. Of course, you got the homies in the building. So, JoJo, what you want to start off talking with? What's on your mind and heart?
I want to talk about, it's a lot that I want to talk about. We're not going to talk about that girl.
Hell no, fuck her. We're not giving that no press. No.
Well.
I ain't even going to ask who she is since we ain't giving her no press.
Nah,
I can't stand that hoe. Okay, then let's talk about, how you say his name, Zion?
Oh my God. Oh, yeah, Zion.
Why you laugh like that?
Because
that's crazy, ain't it?
It is.
So we're gonna talk about it. Okay. So for those,
I was fucking with. She said he a big trick.
Okay, cool. Congratulations. I'm glad. I mean, we could talk about a lot of big tricks. I mean, Zion, Shaq and Brittany Renner.
What did you expect? You give a 22-year-old from South Carolina all that damn money.
Talking about the girl?
No, the Zion.
Oh, Zion. He's 22?
Yeah, that's what he's supposed to do.
Okay.
You give a young nigga that much money? Yes.
And fame. And fame.
Look, and it don't take, you can have, look, he looked like the corniest nigga on earth, but he got a bag with him? Of course, yes.
This is what I would say. I would say any man that's like in a situation like that, any man that's in a situation like that needs to tell a woman up front, like, what she is to you, because apparently this woman didn't know. She did, obviously, there's no way that she knew, like, what she was or her role. Mm. And that'd be a problem for most dudes who be trying to move around and talk to these different women who got other situations going on. Rule number one, if you're going to step out on something or if you're going to have something to play with, you need to tell that person that you're playing with that they just the play item. You need to let them know that. Mm. You can't just sit there and be whining and dining this person, telling them, oh, I love you, I miss you, you my girl, I want you to have my kids, and doing all this, I want you to move in with me, and all this other stuff. You cannot do that to these women and think that they not going to go crazy.
That's why you got to keep it at a business relationship, a business transaction.
I don't know, man. In that situation, I think it's a little bit different because, for one, she older than him. So she been on this earth longer than him. She knows more than him. So my question is, shouldn't the writing be on the wall? Shouldn't she already know that she going to play a certain position?
No. Not
even specific to her or in their situation. But in general, I feel like, yes, you should know.
It should be.
Absolutely not. No. We're not going to do that. We're not going to say that either, because we don't know what that man is doing for her in her life. He might be treating her like his girl.
But again, you have to understand. You can't be nice to everyone.
No, you can. You got the money. Yes, you can.
Because, he really liked me now when I was just being nice.
No.
I'm going to just throw it out. She is a porn star, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
porn stars don't deserve love.
Not saying they don't deserve love.
I love porn stars.
But, you know, where she is at, you know, I've watched my fair share of porn. She's not one of the most popular ones, right? So
hold on now. I got to call for cap on that. She's in a little...
She's not on my list.
Oh, not on your list.
She's probably
up. You go to Pornhub. I told her shit is the shit to be playing on the trailer at the bottom of the Pornhub video that went outside the ones you actually watch. You know, they be showing a little...
I don't know.
Her shit be showing there.
And the thing about it is, where she falls Does she honestly believe she was about to get wifed up by a 22-year-old billionaire in the NBA? Does she really believe that?
She could have.
She could have. I mean, somebody else did.
Now, let me go back and say what I was saying. She can feel that way if that man is making her feel that way. All you have to do, when you say like, oh, she should have known. How are you going to tell somebody that they should have known that if this man, men are very sneaky, and they can make you believe that you're the only one. They can make you believe that. So if they make you believe that, then she can believe that. You got to understand, people with money, like you got this money and whatever. And who's to say that she probably felt like that at first? Was like, okay, maybe this is just what it is. Like, we just what we are. But then as time kept going on and he's telling her, like, right, you can't sit here and say, like, the things that he...
the same good pussy too many times, you might start to develop them feelings. It could have been just...
Yeah, like, who's to say? Like, he just because he got the other... Just because he got another girl pregnant, you trying to tell me that he didn't have feelings for that girl? Or that he wasn't rocking with that girl just because he got the other girl pregnant? He probably was really fucking with that porn star. Like, she was a porn star. He probably was, like, really doing some crazy shit that he could never do with anybody else, and he was keeping her on his... Now, wifed up, that's different, but he was probably going to move her out there and kept her as his own. Like, whenever he can do whatever, then, and that's cool, that's fine, but we all seen the screenshots. We all seen what he was saying to her, so why is she the one that's crazy in the situation if he was the one telling her what she wanted to hear?
You know what that's the word for? Gaslighting.
My thing is, if that's how you feel, men, if that's what you want to do with a woman and you want her to stay in that lane and not trip out on you, then tell her what she is. Tell her up front. Like, you a jump off. Like, don't drag this woman through and making her think that she's all for you or you all for her, and then you pop up with a baby and now she's looking all confused and stuff. That's not fair to that girl.
But also, at the same time, we would have never known they was talking if she never said nothing.
Now, granted, she should have shut the hell up and shut the fuck up and kept that shit playing. Now, that's some G shit. Now, if anything was supposed to be some G shit, her shutting the hell up and confronting him in private was the most G shit that she could have done.
Because the truth is, if she really believed they was headed somewhere, she definitely just ruined it.
Yeah.
No. That's not true.
No, it's done for.
No.
Man, that man is a public figure.
It don't matter. They were already...
personal business... out there.
His personal business
every
is already
she
out.
Get mad, she gonna start spazzing and screenshotting.
But also,
it doesn't have to be every time. It doesn't have to be every time.
This is also what I think. I don't think it was that serious to her. I think she's just like using this moment, like
I agree,
boost her.
She knew what it was.
Yeah,
it could have.
He might be in on it.
Listen, it could have been like that, but at the same time, for this girl to get this angry, I'm a woman, and I know how. If I had a whole boyfriend who had a baby on me, you know, so I know the anger that you get when you are in a relationship and somebody pop up with a baby and didn't even tell you. Yeah. So I understand the anger. And yes, you can get out. I didn't go on social media and act a fool, but did I want to? Yes. She's an adult entertainer. That's what she puts her asshole on the camera. Why can't she express her feelings on camera? Why can't she express, like, oh no, fuck that, like she mad on camera?
She clearly don't have no
or
shame.
On social media,
she clearly don't have no shame. When you think about what she does for a living, shame is not something that exists for
right
her.
So it's like, why the fuck not? Why wouldn't she?
So
you think angry
sex workers don't have any shame?
I think that it's gonna be very hard to embarrass somebody I think it's gonna be difficult to embarrass somebody that is a sex worker publicly. I think it's gonna be tough. Because they're already willing to show themselves in one of their most vulnerable moments. How do you embarrass somebody like that?
Yeah, but some people...
That's like the Eminem shit where he jumping out there saying, I'm already I'm from the trailer park. Y'all did jump me such and such and such, such. If I'm willing to own my shit, ain't nothing you can say about me to embarrass me.
I think some people look at, like, people who are sex workers, they look at that as art. And they still have emotions and they still have feelings because sex is sex. You know, some people just come and they'll say, you know, sex is sex. It's just a pussy. It's just an ass. It's just titties. Like, it's nothing crazy. You know, some people think like that. I'm not saying that I think like that. Like, I can't go on camera and show my titties, my asshole and shit like that. I cannot do that. Like,
why not?
And I personally can't do that because I have a child. I have a father. I have a family. And I just think that that's kind of that, not kind of, but I just think my body is sacred and it's not for everybody to look at. Like, I don't want everybody looking at my body. That's why. But if I had that confidence in myself to do that and make this money that these motherfuckers is making on OnlyFans and shit like that, I would love to do that. Because I'm not going to sit here and act like me and my boyfriend me don't too, have, man. Like, that we don't set the camera up in our own privacy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like, people do that. People do that.
Don't be surprised.
If don't act like y'all got no sex. Y'all got some, y'all ain't never had no sex tapes with y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the hidden.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So people love to record themselves and they love watching themselves. They just don't want other people to. Yeah. And that right. shit is just.
So do you think, like, if you do, like, if you are in a relationship with somebody who does shit like that, like, you really don't have, like, your business is out in the street automatically if you enter a relationship with somebody that's doing, like, sex work?
You mean like whose business?
Like your relationship, like you guys together, like, oh yeah, you fucking her? Yeah, well, we definitely about to see y'all fucking now, because shit, she be fucking on camera.
Nah, it's, mm-mm.
Nah, not necessarily. I don't think that's the case. It just depends. I think it's case by case. Mm-hmm. Certain people can have shame. Some people don't have no shame. Some
right.
people feel like they got things to lose. They feel like they got things in their life, like you mentioned, that'll be affected by me doing, right. by me making that decision and so on and so forth. And I can't afford to do that. You
know I what? Also feel like there might be someone who might have sex on camera, like for work, but won't have sex with their significant other on camera.
Ooh, that's like, what if they getting crazier on camera than they are with you?
That's their job. Ooh. That's their job.
Yeah, out of pocket though.
No, because all of that.
You about to eat this nigga ass on camera, but you're not even gonna lick my gooch. What
listen, that because you gotta understand some of that shit. Like that shit be scripted. Like that shit is.
So
like,
I need to write the script out for my bedroom.
What I'm saying is just because of what you see a woman doing on porn, doesn't mean that that's what I'm not gonna say. That's not what she's doing in the bedroom. Because I mean, in a way, yeah. But it's still fake. These bitches that be on there moaning, oh my God, it hurts and all this shit. That's all fake.
I'm gonna have a problem though. If you my girl and you did porn or you did OnlyFans and you was going the extra mile for the check, but we supposed to be together and committed or love or whatever, but you ain't gonna go the extra mile for me, I have a problem with that. I'm sorry. You got
extra mile. I don't know what extra mile means.
Whatever that is, whatever pushing the limits are, where you'll go there and do that. For that job, but you won't do that for us at
my
home.
Thing is first off, if she's going and doing that for that job, she's doing that because it's in the script. That's what she's supposed to do. Now if she go home, she might not, like, in the script, if that's what she's supposed to do that day is, like, she's supposed to have sex with a girl and have sex with a dude. If that's in the script, then that's what she's doing. But if she want to come home and you mad that she not having a threesome with you, like, you can't be mad at her for that.
Maybe,
like,
not that day, but at some point we're gonna have to cross that line.
Why? She's doing that for work
because you're willing to do it.
For work.
You're willing to do
it. And she don't even want
to
do it. She probably don't even like females, but it's her job, so she does it.
Listen, if my girl...
Absolutely not.
If my girl was like a rapper or something, and she wanted like somebody to do a fire intro for her mixtape, just because I do it for work don't mean I'm not going to do it for you. I'm going to do it for you because I'm a professional.
If there is something that I'm doing for work... No, if there's something that I'm doing for work and that I have to do for work, like... And I'm doing it for work. I shouldn't have to be forced to do that at home.
So you do it for work. You do it for money. You won't do it for love.
First of all, because I don't even want to do it. And if I'm doing it for and that's not doing it for love. That's doing it because you want me to do. Like you want me to have a threesome with you, and I don't want to have a threesome. Like I did it because that was on the script, and that's what. And they know I don't want to do it either. But that's on the script. That's what they want me to do. So I had to do that.
But they had them couple racks.
But I had to do that because that's my job. You know how many people do stuff that they don't want to do for their job all the time?
What do you say? You need to come, so
I need to show up with them couple racks? Because that's all that made it. That's all it took to make her jump and forget all her morals and all the things that she was against.
It's not about her getting...
And for everybody to watch her do
that's her job. That's her job. But the fact that, like, if she's doing that and she don't want to do it for her job, but that's what she's doing because that's in the script and it's just like, okay, I got to do this. And she feeling some type of way about it, but she does it anyway because that's her job and it's in the script. And then she go home and then you sitting there and you looking at her like, well... You fucked that bitch on camera, so why can't you do it at home? Well, because I don't want to fuck another bitch with you because you're my man, and I don't want to share you with no bitch.
Oh,
okay, but I can watch you get slutted out all by.
That's your choice. That's your decision. You knew I was out here fucking on camera before you started to date me. So why is it a problem now?
Oh, I ain't saying it was a problem. I don't want to share you. I just said that you can't have limits. You can't be gung-ho and willing to do everything with them and have limits with me.
That's crazy.
Nah, girl, that's out of pocket.
That's crazy. Men, y'all and y'all standards are absurd.
How are we out of line?
Yeah,
how?
Because if she is at work having sex with a girl for work.
She's doing it for money.
And she's at work. And she comes home and she don't want to have a threesome with you because she don't want to share you with another woman. She could do that with this man because she don't give a fuck about this nigga.
So her double standard is okay.
What's her double standard?
I can smash you all and do what I need to do, but we're not doing that for you because I don't want to share you with nobody, but you got to share me with everybody. It's cool.
That's you made that choice when you decided to be with her. When you decided to be with her, you understood that her job was to fuck niggas and bitches on camera. And you said, okay, that's fine, babe.
So I love you anyway. That meant that I didn't want to experience some extracurricular activities in my relationship with her.
That's between y'all. That's whatever y'all decide or whatever. What I'm saying is not right for you to say that. I don't think it's right for men to say, oh, I don't want to deal with her because she's doing this over here with them, but she don't want to come over here and do it with me. Like, why not? It's work. And I don't want to share you with no, I don't want to share you with no woman. Okay, if she's fucking on camera with these men and these women, then you knew that already.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
So don't let it be
a
problem.
I need you to do it at home.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need you to do it at home.
I want that. I want the same.
The only difference
work.
Is they're paying you. So do I need to show up with some racks to get you to escape? You know, just bounce on all your morals.
Well, I don't think that there's no such thing as more. Like, it can't be no morals if in a situation like that, a relationship like that. Because apparently, if a woman's on camera fucking and doing whatever, then apparently she's gonna have to be able to do all of that with her nigga as well, because that's how y'all making it seem.
I got another question. If you're in a relationship spending money on your girl, is that considered tricking or is that just providing?
Nah, if you're in a relationship, that's not tricking.
Yeah, it's not tricking unless
that's you. Like you supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Wait, hold on. Can you repeat that?
If you're in a relationship,
I heard
that's
you say
your
that.
Girl, mm-hmm. you're supposed to do that.
Oh, man, I'm glad you said that because a lot of times when I be saying, like, yes, I spend money on who I'm talking to, a lot of dudes be thinking, like, I just do that for everybody. And they be like, oh, you simp.
It just depends on what everybody is, Kodak. It depends on, like, what's your rotation of girls you fuck with. Like, how often is that rotation?
I'm talking to one person at a time.
No, still, but what's the rotation of you talking to one female at a time?
What's the rotation?
What's the time frame? Like, you might be a simp. Just because you, like, for instance, you can be dealing with a girl and you can be liking her, right?
Mm.
And now y'all talking for 3 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you really like her. Now you spending money on her.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all done. 3 more months go by, you single. Then you come across another girl.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to her for 3 months. Now you spending money on her. Now it's over with. Now another 3 months go by. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If your pattern is like that, then yeah, you a simp. Cause every girl you with every 3 months, you spending a bag on her. That's what makes you a simp.
What do you think?
For me, I just think it's all about how you lead. Like I lead with me. I don't lead with my dollar.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Right? I lead. So when I step in and I step to somebody, I'm not stepping in talking about what I can offer. I'm sorry. I can't just offer that to every girl that I'm interested
in. Hell no.
That treatment is reserved for my girl. If I treat you and I just met you like you my girl immediately, then what's the difference between you and my girl?
So what's
there's supposed to be a difference
so
between
what
the
is,
chick I just met and my girl.
So what is the not the time frame or anything like that, but what does a typical conversation or date looks like with you and a woman that you're starting to get to know?
I mean,
and you like her a
you
bit.
We'll go out, we'll have fun, but I'm not about to be offering to be paying no rents. I'm not about to be buying
Let me
no
ask you
jewelry.
A question. Let me ask a question.
I'm not about to be paying no car notes.
Let me
or
ask
none
you
of
this.
That kind of stuff. When
Why?
I just met you, because that's reserved for my girl. You're not my girl yet.
What?
I want to know why.
Why what?
Why do you say, like, you're not about to be doing this and you're not about to be
not
doing
off the
that?
Gate.
That's reserved.
Why?
to separate, that is reserved for my woman.
So,
and if I give that treatment to every woman that I'm courting or exactly. attempting to court, yes. there's mm-hmm. no separation between her and my woman.
Yeah, yeah,
what's the difference then? If because you don't have to get, you don't have to get the treatment of being my woman. You don't have to be my woman to get the treatment of being my woman. Then what's the point? I'm good.
I think that like a lot of men, they do that. They be like, I'm not doing that. And it's like, I feel like the reasoning behind it is because like. The men don't want to be used in a sense. And it's just like, I know, but it's like, I know that, but it's like the mindset is, how can I explain this? If you're talking to somebody and you actually really do like her,
right?
But you don't want to fuck with her. Like you don't want to fuck with her and give her money because she's not your girl yet. And it's just like, why not? You really fuck with her. You really like her. Like, you want to get her something to eat or you want to buy her these shoes or you want her to get these shoes. So why won't you do that?
Let me ask
you won't do it because...
Let me answer that first.
You don't do it because you... if I do that, then she's going to be using me.
This is
like, you're trying to be stingy with the money
because...
No,
it's not being stingy, but this is how you cross over into simp area. Because I may like you, but it's... 50 other niggas that like you.
Who cares about the other 50? That's the thing. Y'all worried about the wrong thing.
No, we not worried.
Why are you worried about those other niggas that like her?
No, we not. It's not worried. It's not worried at all.
You just said you were.
No. I never said
y'all
that.
Y'all just said, oh, but you got these other niggas that like
you. I didn't say I was worried about it.
They just exist.
We just acknowledging they exist.
But why do you? Why does it matter?
So if you don't fuck with me the same way I fuck with you, why am I taking it to a whole nother level? We not on the same. We're not equally yoked. Equally yoked isn't always about finances.
So you're telling me if
it's
she
about
fucking
emotions
with,
and it's about what you feel about each other as individuals.
So if she like another nigga, she talking to another nigga, that means that she doesn't fuck with you as much as you fuck with her?
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
Why?
If I'm going to be exclusive to her, but she's free to do
whatever. We're not talking about being exclusive.
What are we
talking
about?
We're not talking about being exclusive.
You said,
we're just
if
talking
she
about
like another dude. And
we're not talking about being exclusive, because if we're being exclusive, then if y'all exclusive, then you need to be paying. You need to be spending some money on her.
What did you just say?
Yeah, that's my girl.
What did you just say?
We've established right, that so, it's a relationship.
What did you just say?
Right. So then we're not talking about being exclusive, because we're talking about people that y'all talking to that y'all not spending bread on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody that I just met. I'm shooting my shot. I'm gonna spend money on our experiences.
What's
together.
What's that time frame of?
I don't think that there's a time frame.
No,
I think it's just based on
whenever
when
you cut
we get to that
off.
Level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, see, you talking about when she cut niggas off. That's when you start gonna start buying her stuff.
That's when we start being exclusive. That's when we start. Okay, right. This is a me and you thing. It's not you. It's
so
not,
then
it's
when
not
y'all
me,
start being
it's
exclusive.
Not me being committed to you and you trying to see what else is out
so
there.
So my question is if you like a girl and y'all not exclusive yet, what's wrong with like? Giving
her
not paying her rent, but just giving her a little money here and there. Like, what's wrong with that? I just want to know what's the problem with that.
You got to understand something, that women value their vagina and men value their pockets, their money, mm-hmm. right? And so at that point, it starts becoming a transactional situation. And we're starting to trade off and all of that.
Who's like, trading off? All I said was if you're dating a girl and you like her and y'all not exclusive, but you like her. She like her hustle. You like what she does. Like, you fucking with her. Why can't you buy her something to show, like, damn, like, I fuck with you? Or why can't you just give her, like, some bread to go get her nails done or something?
I'll do something
you
else
fuck
to
with
show
her.
Her that.
Like what?
I might say, you know what? Come with me to this event. I don't make public appearances with nobody. You don't ever see me out public with nobody.
That's facts.
So I'm making a statement now. Because now I might walk into a room and it might be 30 niggas that you smashed in that room. It might be 20 girls that I smashed in that room. So now I'm going to make a statement with you, but that didn't necessarily cost me no money. That wasn't a transaction. That was me making a move, I'm showing you something.
Okay. Yeah. So let's just say this. We know like the different roles between a man and a woman, right?
Right.
Now, as a woman, we automatically know that when we come across a man, he's, for the most part, not all the time, because we make our own money, but they're going to be the breadwinner.
Okay.
Right? And a man knows that when he comes across a woman, she's going to be the person to keep the house together, keep keep everything organized and keep you organized in a sense. Like keep
not
your
necessarily
as fuck, Kodak.
You saying all women are good housekeepers?
What I'm saying is I didn't say all women. I'm saying like when a man and a woman. No, you want to argue about women and men so bad. What I'm saying is a woman knows that when she meets a man, he's gonna be. When you come across each other, he's necessarily the breadwinner. Mm-hmm. When a man meets a woman, you know what it is that when you meet a woman, what you need her for, right? Mm-hmm. Or wrong? What do you want a woman for?
You're talking about relationships, right?
Yeah, like a woman that's a wife.
Well, okay, see, that's a deeper conversation.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but
that's why I said not necessarily.
Just hear me out, though.
I hear you.
Just name characteristics, and then I'm going to finish what I was saying.
I want somebody to be supportive. I want somebody that's a hustler.
Supportive hustler.
I want her to be going out there to get the bag like me. I don't necessarily believe in
when you see a woman, when you get a woman.
I don't necessarily believe in the old school. I don't need. I'm independent, so I don't.
So you don't need a woman for nothing.
No, I didn't say I don't need her for nothing. I don't need her to wash my drawers and cook my meals.
What do you need a woman for?
I need her to be there for me when I need her to be there for whatever I need her to be there for.
Okay.
I need her to be my life partner, and we're going to do whatever our roles
He's
are.
He's saying that because it's
Got
broad. It.
It
hits a lot of...
It's that's what I'm saying. It's
Got
a lot
it.
Of different
So when
things.
You see a woman, you thinking like, oh, she can help me better my life in a sense. She can be my life partner and help me better my life.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She's an asset.
She's an asset, right? So...
Whatever that is, that's defined case by case by people.
Okay, right. So... Since that's naturally what we think of when we as women come across men, we already know, like, hey, they're the breadwinner. Or when the men come across a woman, right. Like, okay, like, she can be my life partner. She can help me be better in life. If we're knowing these things, like, so what, if that's the case, then what's wrong with helping this girl be the same with her, like helping her be who you need to be and you helping her who she needs to be, like even if y'all not exclusive. Like, so say if you do see that she is a good person and she might be struggling a little bit.
Okay.
But she a good person. She a hustler. It ain't like she out here, you know, fucking for money or whatever the case. She out here really working.
Right.
But she's struggling a little bit. But y'all not exclusive. What's wrong with helping that girl?
How you... dating around and you still struggling?
What? What do you mean how you dating around and still struggling? So you're basically saying if you're dating around, you should be getting money from these niggas? Is that what you're saying?
If that's what you're doing and you don't want to settle down with a nigga that can help you, you might as well. Like, what the fuck you doing all this extra?
What do you mean? Just because you can help me financially don't mean I want to be with you. Are you crazy?
Well, cool.
As fuck?
Do you know how many niggas? Well, if you don't want to be with me, why would I help you? Why would I give you this type of assistance?
Because you guys are getting to know each other. You guys are dating. You like her. She's struggling and you like her and you doing this out of kindness of your heart.
Not nice.
But you're like, but in your mind, you're thinking, I ain't finna help her. She got all these other niggas. So I'm not even finna get her no type of bread if she got these other niggas. Your mindset on that is some bullshit.
Hold on, reset the camera so we can get. So what was we about to say, Tonio? Why we want help?
No, my question is this. So every guy that you like, you treat them all the same? You give them all this? There's no limits? There's not levels?
Every guy that you like.
Okay, so...
Let's say you're dating multiple, specifically.
Let's say you are letting multiple guys court you, right?
Okay.
At one time.
Give me a number of guys, because...
Four.
Okay.
Three.
Let's do three.
Okay.
Okay. Three guys.
So what I'm asking is, aren't there levels? Isn't there certain things that you do for your husband that are reserved for your husband? Certain things you would do that are reserved for your boyfriend versus certain things that you do for the guy who was trying to shoot his shot at you? There's levels, right?
Okay, yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so it's the same thing with guys. When I'm meeting a girl, there's levels. We're not going to start out like you my girlfriend because we got to get there first. However we get there, whatever that process is for us, It ain't gonna be no general rules that she follow and he follow. Whatever we determine that to be, we're gonna get to those levels. And when we cross, when we get to those levels, that's when the treatment changes.
And also,
which is fine.
Why is it that?
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but it's the problem that I'm having is the fact that y'all are basically saying like, no, my money, mine. Keep it all to myself until you're my girlfriend, and then you can have it. It's just like. Which is fine. What you do with your money is what you do with your money. I don't care. It's the mindset, the mentality that you guys have when you do that is just kind of like.
No, I'm gonna tell you what the mentality is. The mentality is I really don't fuck with nobody, but I'm trying to fuck with you. But if you don't fuck with me like that, cool. But don't think you about to get the perks that come with fucking with me.
But are you not giving her this money because you like?
And hold on, and also because it's not even just money, and that's another thing. Because right. Because you already told you what my game plan is for who I'm talking to. I want somebody who I can turn into a fucking influencer so we can both get. I want your bag to be as big as mine off of my platform. But why would I do that with somebody who I'm not fucking with for real? Those are perks that come with fucking with me.
Right, I get that. That's different. I'm talking about like the little. I'm talking about we just talking about money because y'all just.
Yes, because that's all
both of y'all kept
about.
Saying like exactly. So the fact that. So you're saying I'm keeping my money to myself because that's all that bitches care about. You're going to have to show me you really fuck with me before I give you this money because you really only care about my money. That's where you at.
Let me tell you, look, this is a true story.
No, I'm saying that's what you're saying. No,
yes.
That's disgusting. That's a disgusting mentality.
It's the same thing that girls going to do. Before. They're not going to just let a dude smash because...
Because I'm that's all wait. He wants to see if it...
That, she wants... Exactly. She don't want to... I don't... If that's all you want... Then I'm gonna make you prove that you want more than
that makes
just
sense.
That.
JoJo,
it's
I had
the same thing.
That's true. That makes sense.
I it's a true story. I shot my shot at the chick, right? A few days ago. She say, cash at me for my number. And I'm like, if you didn't want
that's
me to have
that's different, Kodak.
If you didn't want me to have it, you could have just said, but it's not different because a lot of women
it
do that.
It is different because I'm not talking about those women. I'm talking about I just laid it out. How much clearer do you want it to be? A girl you're fucking with, you're not in an exclusive relationship, but you fuck with her. She's a hustler. She's doing whatever. She likes you. Y'all going out, dating, whatever the case may be. She's struggling a little bit. You right. are a breadwinner. You got money. Why not help this girl a little bit if you got it? Because one thing about it, this girl may not can help you financially, but she gonna make sure you straight and any like if that's what
if she's doing that,
why can't you just give her like, y'all not but exclusive, also, but if y'all fuck with each other, y'all really got a relationship and she fucking with you, y'all pouring into each other.
So why we not exclusive?
Your situation don't determine our level.
If we doing all this, why we not exclusive?
Well, like, because just because you wanna be exclusive right now don't mean she wanna be exclusive now.
Okay, so we'll wait till we're exclusive.
So she helping me, she fucking with me, we going out on dates, she like really fucking with me, but she not exclusive?
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just certain things that you just don't get access to. Like you said, it's perks to dating me.
Yeah.
So you get access to the rooms that I have access to. You get
the
access
resources.
To the resources. Yeah. You get access to my funds. You get access to certain things. You get access to my relationships. You get access to all of these things when you date me. These are perks. And I'm sorry, it's just you don't get that until we're at a
like
certain
say,
point.
Y'all just sound very bitter. No, it's not bitter.
It sound like y'all went through some shit with a girl.
Everybody
and she
has.
Ran y'all through y'all pockets or something. That's what it sound like.
Everybody has. Because
for y'all to just be like, no, I wouldn't do that. Even if I did fuck with her, we're not exclusive.
I've life experiences. Yeah. I bumped my head enough times to learn from my mistakes. If that's wrong.
But JoJo, what if you met a dude and you see...
But you can't hold that against... I'm sorry, but you can't hold that against every woman.
No, that has nothing to do with that woman. It's about where we are. All I'm just worried about is where we at.
And that's because where we right at? Now we are in that exclusive dating phase of our life. Like I don't be outside. I'm not out here fucking around.
I don't want
a woman that's easy to access. But hold on, before you go into that, what if you went and you start talking to a guy and he has this girl that he's just doing all this cool shit for? That's not his girlfriend. They not exclusive, but he giving her money. He paying her rent. He giving her access to shit. He leveling this bitch up.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to be with a dude who's doing all that shit for this girl?
You mean like...
You want that to be for you because that's your man.
Like prior to me or like with me?
No, like he in the... Like you meet him while he's doing that shit because he's not exclusive with her.
That has nothing to do with me. I don't care.
So he can level a bitch up in your face.
like while we're talking? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
I'm
while you guys are talking, he's talking to both of y'all at the same time. But you see all the shit he's doing for her?
Right, so he's doing all this shit for her and he's doing absolutely nothing for me, is what you're saying.
No.
No, you're okay with him doing whatever it is, both for both of y'all.
No, but see, I would be like, I see where you at with Shorty. And I'm good on you, and I can make that decision. Like I'm good
on
him.
That's why we're not gonna do it
for everybody. You got to do it when that is gonna be case by case. When we get to that,
I'm not asking y'all to level up a bitch and buy her this. He talking about he buying her these bags and taking her here and leveling her up and all this shit. I wasn't saying all of that y'all doing. I said just one simple thing. She's struggling a little bit. And you just help her a little bit. That's all I said. I didn't say, pay all her rent, pay all her bills, buy her a car, buy her a bag. I did not say none of that shit. This is two totally different situations.
And also, I don't want to be with a woman who's struggling.
Nothing to do with where we are.
What do you mean you don't want to be with a woman that's struggling? Nah. Nigga, you struggling.
Nah, not like I could pay my rent and I could pay my car.
Nigga, I'm struggling.
I could, but no. I'm talking, not that level of struggling. I'm saying a motherfucker who don't know how they about to pay their shit. On a month-to-month basis.
Nigga, I don't be knowing how I'm going to pay my shit on a month-to-month basis.
Your shit get paid?
Because I figure it the fuck out.
I want a bitch that's going to figure it the fuck out.
I'm saying, though, but don't say, you don't want no... Facts. You don't, because women struggle. Men struggle. We go through struggles. So don't... And it's a fucking recession. This shit is high as fuck these days.
I want a
So don't say you don't...
I don't. I do not want
You don't want a person that's a beggar. You don't want a begging-ass bitch.
Yeah, nobody want no bum.
I know that. And I'm
nobody
not saying...
Nobody wants no bum. Nobody wants no beggar. If she start off, leading with money... I'm out.
And I'm not saying give bitches your money. I don't want y'all to think I'm saying give bitches your money. I'm trying to figure out why.
Rewind the tape.
No, I never said give bitches money.
It's all about, like I said, when I meet somebody, I lead with me. I want her to lead with her. We meet in the middle, and then we let it grow from there. But if you lead with money, then I'm good. Because if you lead with money, then am I leading with sex?
And no? JoJo, they do that a lot. I had a girl text me. We was texting. We got her number 12 midnight. By 12:15, she had sent an Apple Pay request for $85.
That's fine.
What
Congratulations. Cool. Women do that. I never said give a bitch money. Never said that. Everybody always want to put words in my mouth. Never said that. What I wanted to know is why y'all have a problem with not giving women money? Because this is a question that I want to know, just like all the rest of these women. We want to know that question.
Now,
I'm not saying that you need to give this woman this money and you need to give this woman this money and leave with money and all this shit like that. No, I'm not saying that. I'm trying to figure out what was the issue with if you're fucking with a woman and you like her and she's struggling a little bit, what was the reason why you didn't want to help that woman a little bit? And you don't want to do it because y'all reason why you don't want to help her a little bit is because that's all, you don't know if that's all she wants from you.
No, even though, because we're not exclusive. There's phases. There's levels. And we are not at that level yet.
Okay, well, I want y'all to understand that if this girl is out here struggling and she knows she fucking with a nigga who can help her and she's out here fucking with you, giving you everything that she can in a relationship, to make a relationship, like she's pouring into this to build a relationship, and you're trying to tell me that she's struggling a little bit and you see her struggling and you don't want to help her, she not trying to fuck with you. She not going to want to fuck with you anyway. Because you see me struggling, but you ain't even trying to help.
That's a specific scenario. That's not
the
scenario.
That's the only scenario I'm talking about.
But it's also, you're also talking about her pouring into me and us working toward being something more serious.
I've already said that.
So if we're working toward being something more serious, then maybe. Maybe, and it's going to be case by case.
Thank you. That's all I want to know.
How it sounded.
Thank you. That's all I want to know.
How it sounded in the beginning, it sounded like she's dating around and doing.
I never said she was dating around.
You said we weren't exclusive.
You're not exclusive. That means you're dating around because you're not exclusive?
Yes.
That does not fucking mean that. Yes. Are you crazy?
That's what I'm thinking about.
I am not in an exclusive relationship right now, and I am not dating around.
Are you dating?
No.
So you're fucking single. It's not the same.
What I'm saying is I'm talking to somebody, but we're not exclusive. But I'm not dating around either. I'm talking to one person.
So would you go on a date with somebody else?
We are not exclusive. No.
So you're exclusive.
No, we're not exclusive. No, we're not. We haven't said, no,
what's
it's not.
What's your definition of exclusive?
Exclusive is I sit down, you sit down, we look at each other in the face and say, I date you, you date me, we don't date nobody else, period. We ain't had that conversation.
Mm. But if it's, sometimes you don't have to say it. If that's what you're doing, that's what you're doing.
Okay.
Nah, you need to say it. We just said it with Zion and
you
the
should,
other.
But that ain't always, I ain't always how it is.
I mean, sometimes it naturally happens, but you need to say it.
Because you just look up one day, and next thing you know, you just spent the last six months of your free time with the same person.
Yeah, you got 12.
And
yeah.
You never had no real conversation.
You got 12
about it.
Yeah, and then you
crib.
Also got, yeah, but then you also got the girl. I mean, the girl probably talks to a nigga on the side, or the nigga probably talks to a girl on the side and be like, well, we never had that conversation. You gotta have that conversation.
No, I agree. When it's real, when it get real, it's time.
When
to,
it gets real,
to,
yeah.
When it's time to draw a line in the sand, yeah.
Yeah, either on both sides, I think you need to do that. Yeah, but again, I want to reiterate. No, I don't think that men need to lead with their money. I personally don't like when men lead with their money. Right. I don't like that shit at all. I would like for a man to have a job and have his own thing going on and be a breadwinner, you know, things like that. But I am not a gold digger. I do not need a nigga for his money. I would appreciate it if I am talking to someone and I am dating someone and I am giving him a lot, showing him that, hey, I fuck with you. Like, I'm giving you all my time. Like, we're dating and we're having a good time together. And if I am going through something, I would expect for him to help me in any way, financially, mentally, physically, whatever the case may be. I would expect for that man to do that, just like he would expect for me to do that. But if he don't do that because we're not exclusive, then we will never be exclusive.
Okay, so with your definition of exclusive now, I could see, yes, if we talking and you may need a little something. Then I would.
Okay.
But if you involved in that's my thing. If you don't.
If you involved with multiple niggas and you using multiple niggas for multiple things, bitch, don't think you're finna come over here and get
it from
me.
Yeah, I'm not finna be, you got the dinner nigga and then you got the light
right,
bill
exactly.
nigga and the
you,
nail
yeah.
nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Exactly.
No, I'm sorry.
You said the male nigga?
The nail nigga. The hair nigga.
Yeah. Like, you know the nigga that run to the P.O. box every
okay,
year.
Hello. Like,
I'm not about to be in your committee. It's
understood.
Not good.
You're not finna form a group of Avenger niggas.
Yeah,
with me.
I'm not in your quartet. I'm good.
Okay, no. And I understand that and I want y'all to be like that because women and women do make it hard. Like women make it harder. Back in the day, I'm 30 and I know I said that like I'm really
like
old.
Grandma.
But a lot of people don't know when I talk, they don't know that I'm 30. I done seen a lot. I done been through a lot. I done experienced a lot. That's why I come up here when I talk. I talk from experience as well. Especially with these niggas. And it's just like, back then, it was so much easier to receive money from men because it was like, granted, I was talking to men with millions of dollars, but mm-hmm. it was just easier because that just wasn't what women were on. You know, we weren't like, oh, I'm only talking to him for his money. You know, like, we would just... They'll see us. They think you pretty. Like, oh, come hang out, whatever, and just give you money just because. Like, just because you fine. Like, you ain't fucking. You just fine. They want to give you money. Simple. Really easy. These motherfucking days.
Niggas want some coochie.
They want that shit up front. They want it now. They know that you want the money. So, guess what? We gonna make this shit transactional. Let's get it on. Let's do it.
Yeah,
you got those niggas, but then you got the other niggas that will just literally just use y'all friends, like will literally have a friendship with you, build a relationship with you, build a friendship with you. And now y'all just got this friend relationship, y'all fucking or whatever the case, y'all hanging out, and he still ain't giving you no bread. Because he's scared to give it to you.
Why would he be scared to give it to you?
Because he just thinks like that's all you want from him. So what, we not cool? I thought we was cool. I thought we was friends. I thought we was.
It's fucked up now.
Yeah.
Bitches will sell pussy to their homeboys.
The thing is though, why is it always like.
A lot of niggas is insecure.
What you mean by that?
A lot of niggas is insecure. So.
Yeah.
They would much rather have this chick in a place where they need, where I need this girl, where she's in a position where she needs me. Mm-hmm. If I give her her independence, she might not choose me. She mm-hmm. might go elsewhere. Yeah. So I'm not going to give her the access. And it's really because they got self-esteem issues.
Matter of fact, remember that nigga?
Let me pull you down.
You remember that nigga?
Right.
I told yeah. you he wanted me to quit my job and he wanted me to move in with yeah. him and yeah, he wanted me to do all this other extra shit.
He wants you to depend on him.
Yeah, and I was like, nigga, no. Like, even though a lot of people look at me dumb as fuck because I didn't do it, a whole bunch of all my homegirls, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I do know what you're talking about, but that's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. That's why, like, a lot of dudes be on that, they feel like they're, they are intimidated by a woman having her own. I've never been intimidated exactly. by a woman having exactly. her own money. Like, when people say shit like that, oh, yeah, that's too masculine. I want a bitch that
give me that. Give me that all day.
I want a bitch that
I don't even.
I want to know that you're here because you want to be here, not because you have to be.
Because I know my own.
You chose me.
It's not the money. It's not the money part. Because
it's the mindset.
Because and you can say that, Kodak. Like, you can say, I mean, you can say that, but I feel like personally, I don't know, Kodak, because I think for a man who doesn't have as much money as a woman would be very insecure.
Yeah.
Like if you start talking to like Kim Kardashian, there's a certain way you gonna talk to that woman.
Well, I'm going to do some things in that relationship to establish my manhood and establish the fact that I wear the pants in this relationship.
I'm just saying it's going to be a lot of tiptoeing going on for a man who ain't got, a man that ain't got nothing. Let's just be honest.
For a man who ain't sure of himself.
I'm saying that to say that is a lot of men. Because
it is a lot.
A lot of men are very, very insecure.
You're saying men afraid of a woman with a bag?
I think they are intimidated of a woman with a bag that's bigger than theirs. Mm. And there's also that man that is intimidated by the way a woman looks.
What you mean?
Like a badass, like she fine as hell.
Shit. That ain't me either. I love bad bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me explain when I say that.
Yes.
Say you talking to somebody, she bad as hell, like uh-huh. super beautiful.
Right.
And now a man may feel like, shit, like she can get any nigga she want. Like, I know her DMs are going crazy or you know, like men think like that. I've dated men like that before, you know. That's why like the man I'm talking to now, like I preach, like he like you. Like, okay. He love him a bad bitch. Like,
I love bad bitches.
I'm like, let motherfuckers flock to you. I can't wait type of thing. Like,
But do you as a woman feel intimidated by who a guy used to talk to? Like, damn, that's your ex?
I have, yeah. I'm going to be honest as a woman. Yes, I have seen other beautiful women and been intimidated or a little insecure, but that has nothing to do with that man. It had everything to do with me and my insecurities of myself.
Yeah,
you know.
Right,
but
exactly.
I can sit here and admit that I've had insecurities, you know, about myself. I've had that before. So
some of the exes of the women that I've talked to, and I'm talking about, I mean, you motherfucking Hollywood. Like, I don't really care because they're an ex and I'm here.
Yeah, but I don't know. Because I can sit here and say this too, like you talking to this girl, but she I don't know, she fucked Kanye or dated Kanye or something. Like, that's someone you love.
Me and Kanye fucking the same bitch. That's crazy.
I done picked some niggas' pockets that I don't feel like I shouldn't have been able to pick.
I don't want to say the past though. I want to say like currently.
Oh, who they currently involved
with? Yeah, like you meet her and you like her and she like you, but you find out she's currently talking to Kanye. That ain't gonna make you feel some kind of way.
Nah, because I'm gonna be like, oh, she fucking with me for something.
Yeah,
she because that's what how you mean? I pick
what
niggas'
you mean?
Pockets.
What you mean? What do you mean she fucking with you for something?
That means she sees something over here.
Okay,
if
so
she giving me, if she giving
not
me
that
some
she's
kind
using
of attention,
you for anything.
No.
Oh, she sees something.
She sees
in
something.
You.
A nigga can't get used unless he allows himself to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so, but do you see how what
being you?
But you see how you was like, well, she talking to me for something. Was that you trying to compare or like?
No, it's like I'm doing something right.
Why do you have to be doing something right just because she's talking to Kanye?
Well, because that you would think you would think that that is somebody that she would be exclusive to if she's in that.
Why? Because he got money?
No, because if she's smart, she better be trying to be exclusive to Kanye.
Why?
Because he's got money, status, power, resources.
But when a girl says she wrong.
No, I didn't say she was wrong.
Listen. You should, like, I'll never be the dude to say, like, oh, well, she should just love me for me. No, there are things, like, you need to have, you need to have money for yourself.
First right. of all, you always say you need to love me for me.
Yes, because I'm a Leo. But also, at the same time, I don't like being it. I don't like.
I'm a Leo.
I can't stand you.
No, but listen, I don't like operating when I do not have any money. So I'm going to have that.
Same.
I'm going to have that for myself. Facts. But there's a lot of dudes out there, that don't have nothing going on but want to hop in a relationship. I feel like money is crucial for existence. Mm-hmm. Like, we cannot pretend. We cannot, like, you go out here right now and run out of gas and you got no money. What you about to do?
Right.
Push that motherfucking car.
You can't sell dick.
You can't. You on the side of the highway. So, I mean, as a man, you should want that anyway. Mm-hmm. So, for dudes to be upset when a woman won't fuck with them while they don't have it, I mean, Nick, why would she?
Yeah, but if she wants to fuck with you while you do have it, you don't even want to give it to her.
You said what?
I said, but when you do have it, and she wants you for it, man, it's a problem.
Look, it's only an issue if
he don't have it.
Yeah, if he don't have it, then you need to get it.
Oh my god!
Get you some money.
But then if you
if you do got the money, what? If I got it, we got it.
Yeah, if I got it, we got it.
If you're with me,
yeah. Uh-huh. If you're with me,
okay.
You feel me? See, we on the same page, man.
Yeah. Like, if you're with me, if I got it, we got it. That's just really all it boiled down to.
Yeah, but y'all got to be exclusive.
That's crazy. Unless that is...
Okay, fine.
But unless
and y'all keep throwing that exclusive word around. Do you know how many women will pretend like the shit is exclusive just to get your bag?
And you know what's funny? They can probably get that shit off on stupid niggas.
You can fake that. Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, they can probably get it off on stupid niggas, but they're not going to get that off on me. I'm sorry. It's not going to work.
You can't do that.
I'm a little too bright. You especially in a city like Atlanta. It's too small.
Shit, you fuck with the right niggas, you'll know. Mm-mm. Like, you fuck with the right niggas, everything will be okay.
Like, I know everybody.
If we exclusive.
You don't, though.
If we're exclusive and it's certain, and you always have excuses for certain shit, like why you can't do something, it's going to show up. It's going to show up eventually.
That shit going to run out real fast.
You can't fake it for too long.
Yeah, it's going to run out real fast.
So you might have got you a meal.
I don't know. I'm just a slick motherfucker. Like, I promise you. Ain't not one time I ain't got caught, not once.
It might be a little different for me.
Told on myself every time.
I'm going to tell you, it might be a little different for me because I moved to Atlanta. People didn't know me, right? I moved down here. I was 14, 15 years old. Went to a new high school. Nobody knows me.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, people at the school find out who my father is. Mm-hmm. I watched everybody's behavior change.
Yeah.
So from that age, I've been able to spot people mm-hmm. who are up to
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah.
And the thing you about it is, when they come to me with their motives, I'm playing a game with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it like, oh, you want something? Well, guess what? I want something too.
Jojo,
so who gonna get what they want?
Mm-hmm.
Jojo, you know,
and I'm better at it than you.
You know I'm not. You know so I'm what's not up? Going. You know I'm a big yeah, I'm not bullshit going. Detector.
I see it.
Yeah, same. Me too. I smell shit.
I smell
off
it. Real. It's I smell not. Shit
off you, but sometimes, Kodak, you don't. You get wooed. You get wooed.
Who wooed me?
You get wooed by. I ain't gonna put that. But I'm not gonna put. No, don't put.
Ooh.
You got wooed.
Who?
You got wooed
by who?
I mean, she didn't get nothing out of you, but she wasn't on nothing with you in the first place.
Oh.
Listen.
Wrong.
Listen.
Right.
They can listen. They cannot. We can all. Everybody can have somebody going for a little bit.
For
I can have
bit.
You going for a little bit. She can have me going for a little bit, but it's only going for a little bit.
I'm gonna figure it out. And niggas don't even try to trick you. Like, well, I don't know. You got some niggas, they'll just come straight out the door with the money like here. Then you got these other niggas that'll just.
But I also feel like if a nigga telling you the truth, like do you get mad if a dude come up to you like with straight honest, like, I just want some cheese?
Yeah, cause
they say that, but that's bullshit.
What? He just said, do you get mad if a man come up to you and say, I just want the cheeks?
Oh, you said, okay.
And
yeah, okay.
I said, yeah.
Okay.
Nah, because some women will say no, but I feel like.
No, but let me say this. I say yeah because it's disrespectful. Right. Because if you just walking up to me and telling me some shit like that, like, nigga, I don't know who the fuck you think I am, but don't ever disrespect me like that. Like, are you crazy? are you insane?
But
where are your manners?
No, I agree.
Like, but who are you as a man?
I feel like a lot of dudes feel like, well, shit, I just told the truth. Yeah, because you tell somebody the truth don't mean they need to be okay with hearing that shit.
But
facts.
That is some, there is, we do appreciate it if you do let us know. Now, don't walk up to us and be like, because what kind of man are you? You have no respect for a woman. Why would I ever even want to talk to you when you disrespected me like that? Like, I would never, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, and you just like lame ass nigga if you do that. But it's just a certain way you go about it. If that is all you want from that woman, then you need to approach her like a woman, not just like somebody you just want to fucking nut on.
Mm.
Approach her as a woman, talk to her, take her out, let her know. I had a great time. I thought this went well. But I would like to have sex with you.
And then she gonna charge you.
Okay, and if she charge you, then handle it. If you want to deal with courting, then court. If not, then pay that girl for that pussy if you want to pay. If you don't, then bye. Simple. Y'all make shit too hard.
No, y'all make shit too hard. Then be mad when it's hard.
All you want to do is fuck her. All you want to do is fuck her anyway. So if that's the case,
I want to be her friend.
If you want to have sex with her, then why are you mad that she put a price on it?
Because the prices do not be realistic, but there's no pussy market to regulate pussy prices. So now we got to deal with unrealistic
pussy
prices.
Okay, well then don't tell her what, like, you can't, if you want to have sex with her that bad, then pay it. If not, then move on to the next bitch. Simple. Don't get mad because that's the price and you mad because you can't afford it or you don't want to pay that price to that girl. Then keep it moving.
But yes, pussy prices are unrealistic, JoJo. Well, not yours, just in general. Damn, I fucked that all up.
What'd you say?
Nothing. one thing before we get up out of here. And I was thinking about this shit this morning. I have never had anybody tell me to be humble, and it came from like a genuine place. Like, every time I've heard somebody say be humble, it's come from like, damn, this nigga feeling himself a little bit too much.
Right.
It was just a statement. I don't feel like people say be humble. Like, I feel like that's really like some backhanded shit.
It's funny. I saw the homie Ray Daniels say something about the definition of the word humble. And my partner Jay White, producer Jay White, he actually made me look up the definition to the word humble. And if you look up the definition to the word humble, it's not really some shit you really want to be. If you look up that definition,
the definition
of the word humble is some shit like basically like think less of yourself is what it sums up to you read the definition. And it's like
read that.
Having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance.
Yeah, I'm not being humble. Fuck that.
Of low social, administrative, or political rank.
No,
I think it's a difference between being You don't have to be humble. Okay, go ahead.
Lower someone in dignity or importance. Just keeps getting better, huh?
Right. So when you look up the actual definition, is that really some shit you want to be? Nah.
My thing
is,
it's not about being. I don't think it's about being humble, but don't be arrogant. Like, just don't be no arrogant ass motherfucker. Like, arrogant, like, or big headed. You know.
What does that mean exactly? Thinking highly of yourself?
Not even thinking highly of yourself. I don't think it has anything to do with how you feel about yourself. I think what it is how when people think highly of themselves or they have a high stature or they have power, they tend to treat other people wrong.
Yeah, I think the arrogance,
that's the part.
The arrogance is really defined as thinking highly of yourself but being an asshole about it.
Yeah, that's the part that's like the problem.
Well,
it's not like think little of yourself, but you don't have to be out here like. Don't nobody, just honestly, don't nobody like a gloater. Okay. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't like a gloater.
Having or revealing an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or abilities. I'd much rather be arrogant than humble. Just going off definitions.
I mean, that's fine. You can be as arrogant as you want to, but you motherfuckers not gonna fuck with you because that's it just comes off as like you want to suck your own dick. Like if you can suck your dick, you would, and it just gives just weird.
I don't know if that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
Yeah,
I think if I see like this arrogant motherfucker walking around, fee fi fo fum is giving like. It's giving you don't get no pussy.
What does this have to do with pussy?
I'm just saying, like, it gives, like, that energy. The energy it gives. It gives, like.
You talking about fake confidence is what you're talking about.
It gives, like, you were lame in high school and you used to get picked on and now you got money and now you're trying to pretend like you.
I'm being honest.
That's a whole other topic, yeah, right?
It is. But
I'm just saying, that's like the arrogance shit.
I can't stand a nigga who you can tell he just started getting bitches. Oh, Lord.
But no, but that's that arrogant shit. Because I'm saying, like, that's that arrogant shit, though. Like, a nigga will be like that. Like, nah, nigga, you shit. Like, this is what I do. That's not cool. I get hoes. I been getting hoes. I'm the best nigga that came out here that's doing shit. Like, I'm the one who put this shit together. If it wasn't for me, motherfuckers wouldn't have this shit to begin with. Like, ugh.
But
Let's just be honest. We don't want to be around somebody like
that.
But
listen, niggas only say that shit if when they are in the process of getting shitted on or whatever the great shit that they did is trying to be, like, diminished.
No, not the only. Yes. Not the only time.
Niggas, some niggas just be dickheads.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
When I start singing my own praises, it's because I feel like you need to know.
I think so. I think that you're mistaking
me for something else.
Okay.
And I think that that's perfectly fine for you to praise yourself. That is cool. Do that. But when I only think it's a problem is when you start not lashing out, but it starts pouring out on other people and, like, you're being mean to other people, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Or you're trying to belittle someone by what you're saying.
I'm not going to belittle nobody, but at the same time, don't think that your shit is on the same level or whatever I just did.
You see what I'm saying? Like, people, that's lame. No, when you say that.
No. I'm being real. Sometimes people will forget.
No, like, but that's just lame to say that.
It could be a lion right in that corner right now, and if that motherfucker's quiet, you won't know it's there. But you gotta remember, it's a lion in the room.
Sometimes
that nigga gotta roar.
But what's so important about roaring? That's the problem. People be trying to roar so bad, like, and you don't even have to do that.
Why do other
people can't roar for you?
Because nobody's gonna roar for me. That's not how this shit happens. Nobody is gonna appreciate your accomplishments more than you. Nobody's gonna go harder to make shit happen for you more than you.
And
that's why it's a lot of times when people are like, oh, can we do this? I wanna see you do this shit for
me. So then when you do it and you praise yourself, then what?
Good job. What's next? No. I don't praise myself. And I think that's been my biggest issue. I don't give myself the credit that I think I deserve.
Kodak, yes, you do.
Mm-mm.
All the time.
Mm-mm.
And if you think that you don't, then
I don't.
You're insane if you think that.
I might be.
And I can't wait to make this a clip.
But I do not. Who said what?
I can't wait to make this a clip because you.
I might be, but I don't feel like a lot because a lot of times.
You pop your shit a lot. I don't know what.
I don't pop it enough.
Oh, you think so?
I don't pop it enough.
That's insane.
I don't pop it enough.
You crazy. Oh,
you think so?
Yes. I think you do it too much.
I don't think so. This week has opened up my eyes. I feel like I've been too quiet.
Absolutely not. And that's the part where it's like don't go into that other.
These are shark infested waters and niggas are swimming around like it's sweet.
But that's the thing. Like you wanna like let that be known so bad, like that you're doing something or you're up to something or whatever. Like you don't have to do
that.
No.
It's not. That's not me trying to.
I'm saying, like, you want to say something so bad.
I don't need to say nothing. I just need to exist.
To who? What do you mean you need to exist?
I just need to exist because my existence is, I'm going to do a bunch of dope shit, but nigga, I'm me regardless. Before I was doing all this shit. When I was in high school, I felt like I was him.
You should always feel like that. It's just the point of, like, trying to show that to everybody else.
It's not trying to show. It's just, you're not going to treat me like I'm regular because I'm not. That's it.
But you don't have to roar that.
When people start trying to treat you like you regular, you do. Like, don't pet me, bitch. I'm a lion.
Listen, man. There's something to be said. It's okay to walk in a room
and it's going to sound fucked up, but it's okay to walk in a room and know that you're better than everybody in that room. When I say that, you walk into a room and as a man, you might walk in that room and know, I could whoop everybody in this room if we came to fight.
No.
Yeah, you might know that. You might actually know that.
And that's not a problem with you going in the room and knowing that.
And so you might feel like that.
Which is
fine. Might walk in the room and know that I'm smarter than everybody in this room. You might walk in the room and say, and know I got more money than everybody in this room. So for so your definition of that, for whatever reason, you walk in that room and you know I'm better than everybody in this room, or I'm on another level than everybody else in this room. Mm-hmm. And that's okay if you feel like that.
Right.
You don't have to necessarily project it to everybody.
Exactly.
But it is okay for you to feel that way.
Question.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
For both of y'all. Have y'all ever got invited to like an industry event, and when you get there, you're like, I shouldn't be in the same room with these
people. Yes. And I leave.
Think about it, JoJo.
1,000%.
You go to an event. I'm not going to be specific, but it was something we did last summer. And we was at the event, and it was somebody they paired you with. And I was like, there's no way in hell you need to share the microphone with this motherfucker. What just happened this past weekend? Out there.
Me or you?
No, you. And I left.
For real? Oh, this past weekend.
No, it happened again this past weekend, but it happened last year.
I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. So there are events we walk into, and when we get there, I'm about to leave.
I'm above this.
That's why I got somebody in place now to make sure I don't end up at shit like that no more.
But you also got to worry about them people who feel like that they above some shit and they really not.
Oh yeah, no, that's true.
Because you could think, yeah, I'm this and that, but because you feel like that whole time, don't nobody else feel that way, which is cool. Have the feeling that you feel about yourself. That's how you're supposed to feel all the time. But sometimes you gotta be realistic about some shit.
You
might
can,
feel like you that
you can
person.
Be wrong.
You can be absolutely
can be
the fuck wrong.
You can be wrong.
That shit happened to me this morning. Literally, somebody was like, "Hey, can we have somebody?" And I was like, when they hit me initially, I thought it was about, you know, people say, let's work. I'm be thinking it's something that's mutually beneficial, right?
Right.
That's my definition of work.
Yeah,
now, if you're just asking me to put you
on my platform or something, and you
that's not work. That's a favor. And if I don't know you, no.
Right.
So when this happened, this person that they presented to me, first of all, when I know who has motion, and, you know, with social media, you can't really, like, depend on the verification or the followers and their engagement no more because you can buy all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So when this person hit me and I look at their page, automatically, I don't care, because it's not. First of all, it's not work. This is a favor, and I don't really know who this person is. But they were adamant that this person would have helped me. They would have built up my visibility. I'm like, you obviously don't know who I am. If you think this unknown artist is going to be somebody that gives me any type of clout, like, there's nothing to be gained from this. But they were adamant, like, oh, this is mutually beneficial. For who?
Right.
But that's when the situation, like you said, just said, JoJo, people think that they're bigger than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's where they come down, and that's where the humble part comes
exactly
into
play.
Exactly.
So you think you're too big, or I have been quiet too long, and you think we're on the same level. That's what I'm saying. Because we're obviously not. We're obviously not on the same level. Like, right. I can look up everything that you say you're doing, and I can see you're not doing it. And I can look at your page and tell there's no motion there. But you think that we're on the same level.
Well, I'll say this. Like, whatever I do and the things that I get, the blessings that I receive, like, I don't care about getting no praise from nobody. Like, I might think about it and be like, damn, like, nobody noticed or whatever. But
when people
at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck. Like,
when people start sleeping,
I celebrate. Like, I don't care. People sleep all day, every day. Who cares? You can sleep on me all day. Sleep on me. I don't care about you.
Sleep on me until it's time to pay me.
I don't care about you sleeping on me, because you sleeping on me don't do nothing for me because you ain't paying me. Like, I've been saying this lately. I've been saying this lately. Like, I don't have to say shit. I don't have to say a damn thing. My work gonna speak for itself. What I do, how I excel, how I become successful, how I succeed, that's gonna talk. I don't gotta say a fucking thing, because you knew you slept on me. So sleep. What is me saying, I'm sick of these motherfuckers sleeping on me, I'm this, I'm that, I'm, who cares? I don't care. Sleep on me. I want you to. Because I'm going to be who I'm going to be regardless. What's for me is what's for me. What's for you is for you is for you is for you. And whoever sleep, they supposed to be. Because it ain't for you. Let them sleep. Let your work speak for itself. Let your success speak. You ain't got to say a fucking word. It gets easier. It's just better that way. Fuck these motherfuckers. I'm roaring. Motherfuckers is still looking at you like, who gives a fuck?
I'm just saying, niggas.
You can roar all you
niggas
want.
Niggas think it's the Geico Gecko. Whole time is Godzilla.
You can still celebrate your wins. You can still do that and do that without having to post that on social media
or let
it be known to everybody.
It's not making posts.
You can celebrate what you do, like your success with the people you love.
We can only be who we are, right? We can only be who we are. I'm a Leo. I'm a lion. Lions roar.
Okay, then roar.
I can only be who I am.
Then roar.
Simba.
then roar.
You Capricorn?
Yeah,
what's y'all trait? You crazy? What else?
No, we just hard workers. We hard workers and we loyal. And we humble.
Fuck all that. Hey, man, another episode of Big Homie South. Got some homies in the building. Big Homie Tonio, how you feeling? You good? You have fun?
I'm great, bro. Hey, man. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you pulling up.
Thank you for having me, JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
I like debating with y'all. This is fun.
Yeah, man. You know, we just being here vibing, talking shit.
Basically.
Y'all follow. Well, give me your socials. They can keep in touch with you.
Antonio Reed Jr., AntonioReidJr. Real easy on everything.
For sure. JoJo, of course, _ JoJo. ALONSO. Jersey's off of JoJo, too. Y'all tap in.
Period.
And that's it. We gone.